Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you on a Tuesday. Well, as I mentioned, will AI traffic cameras be watching you on the road, not just for speeding or running red lights, but to see if you are perhaps texting and driving or not wearing your seatbelt? Well, joining us now is the Vice President of Government Solutions for AccuSensus, David Kelly. Now, AccuSensus is the company that has these AI-powered cameras to crack down on traffic violations, and David Kelly joins us now. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate being on.
All right. I think anytime we talk about AI and cameras, people's first concern goes to privacy. So let's start first with what these AI cameras do and how they capture information.
So the cameras are really same as every other traffic camera that's out there. And what we're doing at AccuSensus is we're working with some of our state partners to be able to determine if people are driving their vehicles, and mainly commercial vehicles, while they're on a cell phone. And what we're doing is we're looking at images of drivers on cell phones.
So it's mostly just cell phones? It's not seatbelts? It's not anything else?
It can be seatbelts. We are primarily working on cell phones, but we do have the ability to detect whether or not someone is wearing a seatbelt. So what happens is after the picture is taken, the AI will look at, do a sort of a first review of the image to see if there's a violation. And in the case of a violation actually happening, that image is then transmitted to a police officer. And that police officer will review the image and then make a traffic stop. So it's not something that you're getting in the mail weeks later. It's happening in real time by a police officer who is making a real-time traffic stop.
Yeah, that's the important distinction, because I think people will hear this and think, well, this is red light camera. It's the same thing. I blow through a red light. I see that flashing light, which means they've just taken a photo of my license plate. I'm going to get a ticket in the mail like 3 weeks later. How quickly can they stop somebody if they get an image, an AI image, and then it's given to an officer?
So the image is transmitted within seconds. And depending on how far downstream the officer is from where the camera is, and that will vary depending on how our partners will set up their programs. But the image is, depending on cellular communications, can be transmitted within seconds.
Yeah, that's my question with the process of this, because the cameras are taking the picture, and then how is it determined? Is it humans? Are there people determining if that's a violation or not? And then how do they get that image then to the police officer?
So the first arbiter of we have multiple rounds of review. The first arbiter of whether or not a violation is actually happening is done by the AI. Now, after the AI determines that there's a violation and sends that via cellular network wirelessly downstream to the police officer, the police officer then reviews the image and confirms and does their own manual inspection of the image to determine whether or not they actually want to go ahead and make a traffic stop.
Okay, so with AccuSensus, it's not a human staff at AccuSensus determining the violation and then sending it to the police officers. Those images are going straight to law enforcement.
Correct.
So in something like this, I think people are obviously concerned about their images being out there, wherever they are, in a database or something like that. There are privacy issues. Some people care about that sort of thing. A lot of people don't. But for people who have that concern, that an image is being taken of them, what happens to that image after the fact?
So it depends on whether or not there's a violation that's been determined and whether or not there's going to be a citation that's issued. If there is a citation that's issued, that those pictures will be saved as part of an evidence package for law enforcement, as if there needs to be a court proceeding or something else like that. It'll be part of their standard evidence package. If there's no violation that's determined, or if the police officer decides he's not going to write a citation, that image will be deleted at the spot of the camera within 10 minutes.
And I know that these cameras are able to capture the car and license plate. Can it also capture the face of the driver?
It does capture the face of the driver it does. Most of the images that we are getting and most of the violations that we are getting are below the dashboard. Right. You know, people are very rarely now holding the phone to their face, and we are actually able to get the image below the dashboard, which in that shot, we are not getting a driver image. But when we are taking an image that is a more shallow shot to determine whether or not the person's phone is holding their phone to the face.
So where are these cameras positioned and how are they able to do that?
So the cameras are positioned roadside. And they're positioned roadside, and then as a vehicle drives underneath the cameras are raised up. In for the case of commercial vehicles, they're raised up about 24 feet in the air, and they come and they will detect down into the cab at about a 45 degree angle to be able to get below the dashboard.
Now, you said if there's not a violation, these pictures are deleted. And just because, I mean, you know, we always hear nothing, nothing ever goes away. It doesn't really go away. Hypothetically, are these recoverable, all of these images?
They are not. They are not. Because what happens is the images are deleted at the source. And so it's very important to understand, you know, the driver privacy is something that we also take very seriously, and we share a lot of the concerns that drivers have, and we've taken a lot of steps to protect driver privacy. And one of them is that, you know, if there's no violation, there's the camera, the image stays on a hard drive, which is right at the point of where the camera is. And then, you know, if nothing happens to that image within 10 minutes, it gets deleted right then and there at the hard drive. Nobody ever sees it. It doesn't go anywhere. It's not stored someplace that we can go into a cloud later on. The only images that are actually saved are ones that are determined to be violations by law enforcement.
So this system is being tested in the UK, in Australia. There are a couple of different states in the United States that are testing it as well. What results are you getting from these tests?
So we're seeing some from the programs that we see here in the U.S., we're seeing some pretty strong results. We're seeing a decrease in fatalities. We're seeing people are using their phones less. And because they understand that what is coming up and what is happening when you do enforcement, and it's one of the big issues that we have with traffic enforcement in the U.S., and we haven't had a very good record of traffic enforcement over the last 8 years. But when you do have active law enforcement, you're going to see good results. You're going to see fatalities go down. You're going to see compliance go up. And those are some of the things that our partners are seeing in their programs here in the U.S.
And my understanding, too, is that the version of these AI cameras that's being used in the U.K. and Australia is different, slightly different than the way they're being used in the United States. Is that correct?
It is slightly different in the UK and Australia, and more so in Australia and UK. I think we're really looking more so at pilot programs type of programs. But in Australia, the way that the program is being used is an automated version where you do get the ticket in the mail.
Okay, so for the United States, it's that, and it's called the Heads Up program. That's the real-time program in the United States, whereas in Australia or the UK, you do get that ticket in the mail, like the red light cameras.
Yeah, and the laws in those countries are a little bit different than we have here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I think that the programs as developed over in Australia and the UK are a little bit different than how we've developed automated programs here in the US. So what we've done is we have made a really conscious decision to work with our law enforcement partners to include them in the process of ticketing and being able to use this in a real-time enforcement atmosphere.
So how does the relationship with law enforcement work? Is it you reach out directly to them? Are you working with local governments? How exactly do you establish these relationships?
So our programs primarily right now are on the state level. So we're working with state departments, transportation, or state police agencies to work on, and that's mainly because in the commercial vehicle space, those programs are run by the state police agencies. So again, you know, the enforcement programs that we have, where we're working on distracted driving and seatbelt enforcement, are commercial vehicle programs only. And so state police have special units that are equipped to do commercial vehicle enforcement.
Okay. So right now, if people are listening to this thinking, okay, are these cameras going to take a picture of my car? Right now in the U.S., it is exclusively commercial vehicle?
We are doing commercial vehicles. Correct.
Okay. And my question is, because in Missouri, texting while driving and not wearing a seatbelt are a secondary offense, so you can't pull someone over for that anyway. In commercial vehicles, is it an offense that you can be pulled over?
It is mainly most of the commercial vehicle rules of the road are federal rules.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a difference on the law side of things, and that's actually one of the challenges that we have as we do try to talk to people about passenger vehicles is the difference in the laws that are out there. You know, when you have a secondary enforcement seatbelt law or a secondary enforcement distraction law, you know, that creates an issue with, you know, those are probably states we're not going to be able to operate in on a passenger vehicle until those laws get changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my question was going to be expansion into states like Illinois and or Missouri, if you anticipate that anytime soon.
So we don't have any active enforcement programs going or any active real significant conversations going on with Illinois or Missouri right now. However, I will say that when more states start understanding some of the successes that some of our other partners on, the phone does ring pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I can't say what's going to happen tomorrow. I can tell you, but right now we don't have any active conversations going on in Missouri or Illinois.
Yeah, and I guess the key here would be your focus on commercial vehicles, because every state's going to have different rules for passenger vehicles. And in Missouri, we had red light cameras, and then those were deemed unconstitutional by the Missouri Supreme Court. So right now, we can't even have red light cameras for any vehicles, passenger or commercial, I believe, but no passenger for sure. So something like that. Before this were to come to the state of Missouri, my guess would be it would have to be commercial and then work within the federal laws.
Most likely. And Amy, you know, I'm one of those state law geeks. This is the world I live in. And so understanding and going state by state to try to understand what the different laws are, it just really creates opportunities and challenges in various places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, until I think that there's some changing of the Missouri laws from passenger vehicles, that's going to be something it's going to be a challenge for us.
Well, David Kelly, we really appreciate your time. Again, David Kelly, AccuSensus Vice President of Government Solutions. Thank you for sharing the information today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much, David Kelly. AI cameras. I mean, right now, Ronj, I think the big thing is it's in only a couple of states. They're looking at it and primarily for commercial vehicles.
Yeah. And there are other programs and companies that are doing similar mm-hmm. things. There was just reading one about a company that is installing cameras on buses. And I believe that's being used in the UK as well. And the intent is to keep bus lanes clear so the buses run more smoothly, because a lot of times people park in the bus lane or they're doing something they shouldn't. And these cameras inside the buses will in real time transmit to law enforcement, who can ticket that person or whatever. And they're seeing some results there. Inherently, I don't know. I mean, anything with artificial intelligence, I think we all have a little bit of
hesitation.
Yes, there's a little bit of that. I take pause with just about anything. Almost all of them, I want to see more first, right? But I don't know if I have a problem with them using it to make sure people aren't texting and driving. I don't know yet that that's... I don't know that that bothers me, because there are people who still do it, and I still see it, and I hate it. And when you see somebody looking down at their phone while they are driving and you're in the lane next to them, I wish they would drive off into the ditch. Well, every time I see it.
He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores.
You're putting people at risk.
No, I
stop
get it.
Stop doing it.
It's like driving drunk. It is. It's driving
it's
drunk. It's terrible. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores. How are the roads out there? We'd love to hear from you. 314-436-7900.